Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we'll pick it up in the 1980s with Lionel Richie, then Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Diana Ross, Tina Marie, The Miracles, The Messengers, and The Dazzlers. Well, first up this half hour, Lionel Richie and Say You, Say Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Say you, say me, say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together, naturally. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park, playing games in the dark. And what they played was a masquerade. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out. Say you, say me, say it for always. That's the way it should be. Naturally. As we go down life's lonesome highway, seems the hardest thing to do is to find a friend or two. That helping hand, someone who understands. Lost your way, you got someone there to say, I'll show you. Say you, say me, say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be. Truly. So you think you know the answer? Oh no. Well, the whole world's got to dance. That's right, I'm telling you. Have you thought of leaving? Oh yes. Leaving who you are. You are a shining star. Say you, say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. Say it together naturally.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
motion. I won't stop. Thank you, baby.
Love.
Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Tina Marie, Lover Girl, and they reached number 4 in the pop charts from 1984. Before that, Diana Ross and Love Hangover, number 1 in the pop charts from 1976. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number 18 in the pop charts from 1966. And we started this half hour with Lionel Richie, Say You, Say Me, number 1 in the pop charts from 1985. And that was Lionel's 5th of 5 number 1s. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and coming up, The Miracles, and I Second That Emotion. Well, I Second That Emotion was written by Smokey Robinson and Al Cleveland, and the origins are as follows. One morning in 1967, Smokey and Al were shopping at Hudson's, a Detroit department store, and Smokey found a set of pearls for his wife, Claudette. "They're beautiful," he said to the salesperson. "I sure hope she likes them." Well, Al Cleveland then added, "I second that emotion." Both songwriters laughed at Al Cleveland's misstatement. He had meant to say, "I second that motion." The two were immediately inspired to write a song using that incorrect phrase. Well, "I Second That Emotion" peaked for 3 weeks in the United States at number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts in December of 1967. And it became the Miracles' highest-charting popular single since Shop Around way back in 1960. The song also topped the Billboard best-selling R&B singles chart and was a million-selling single for the Miracles, their 6th overall. The song was also a top 30 hit in the UK in 1967, peaking at number 23. Well, here are the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and I Second That Emotion right here on Motown.
Maybe you wanna give me a kiss of sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call, and a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories at yahoo.com.
Heartaches you'll bring one day.
Motown Memory from the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, Back in My Arms Again, and then reached number one in the United States pop charts and rhythm and blues charts in 1965. Before that, the Daz Band with Let It Whip reached number three in the pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts, and number two in the U.S. dance charts from 1982, and it was the Daz Band's only top 40 song. Daz stands for Danceable Jazz. Before that, the Messengers and a catchy tune, That's the Way a Woman Is, reaching number 61 in the pop charts from 1971. The Messengers were from Michigan. And we started with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and I Second That Emotion, number 4 in the pop charts from 1967. Well, this hour we featured some great charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.